Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. A few months back, I was feeling very stuck in my professional career. I had accomplished everything I had set out to do up to that point, but burning within me was the desire to move forward into what I didn't know. Through my radio show, I have met many amazing people, a few who had spiritual or healing gifts kindly offered to help me look into my stagnation. It's interesting because every message I got was the same. The gist of all the messages was that I am a spiritual teacher with important messages to share with the masses, that I needed to branch out from my cyberspace career and interact directly with the people. I admit that I'd had a pretty strong inkling that I was supposed to go in that direction, but had denied it for quite a while because the thought of it scared me. Knowing what I needed to do was one thing, doing it was another. I was still stuck. A guest of mine that has since become a friend asked me if I had tried hypnosis. He told me to search YouTube for self-hypnosis videos that are geared toward getting people unstuck, and he even mentioned the name of one hypnotherapist that came immediately to his mind. That name was Donald Curry. I searched Donald Curry's name on YouTube and found several of his videos. After listening to bits of each one, I came upon one entitled Connecting with Your Inner Self Hypnosis Program. After hearing the first words of the first sentence, a gently hypnotic journey to help you move forward in your life, I knew I had found the one for me. The Connecting with Your Inner Self Hypnosis Program is a program that Donald recommends to be used for 30 days for maximum benefit. I began to see changes after 10 days. I highly recommend listening to it. The combination of Donald Curry's soothing hypnotic voice and gentle manner of speaking puts the listener immediately at ease. After listening to him the first time, I contacted him immediately and asked him to be a guest on my show. Donald Curry is a true professional with a natural gift. He believes in working from a compassionate, empathetic, and non-judgmental place, which holds the space of transformation for his clients. He is passionate about guiding others on their journey of self-discovery and change. Donald has been in private practice since 2002, integrating clinical hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, metaphysics, transpersonal hypnosis, and energy work. He empowers his clients to develop a greater awareness of the patterns and programs that are keeping them stuck, like me. Donald Curry has been widely featured nationally and internationally on radio, television, and in print. today I am very fortunate to have him with me as my special guest to tell us all how hypnosis can change our lives. So let's give a very warm welcome to my very special guest, Donald Curry. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning, Randy. How are you today?
I am doing great. Donald and I had a little bit of trouble connecting, but he's here. So I'm very, very grateful for that.
And I'm grateful that you have me here as well. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I thank you for being on the show. So it's interesting. What was it in your journey that brought you to hypnosis?
Well, it was all very serendipitous and synchronistic how it happened. It came at the right time. I was in the right place. I was working in investment banking at the time, and I was very unhappy with where my life was. It was a stressful, dog-eat-dog environment, as you could only imagine. And I ended up searching out ways of healing myself and moving forward. I had a lot of old trauma that I was still processing, a lot of childhood issues that I was working through. And I found my way to a hypnotherapist, and I started to work with her. And over the course of 5 sessions, I literally was able to release all of that old patterning, all of those old emotions, and I was able to reconnect with my essence again, my true self. And I knew in that moment that this was something that I wanted to share with other people. And so I'm sort of the poster child for hypnosis as well, as far as, you know, all of the things that I've accomplished in my life. So I took all my training and I started practicing, and it's been now 14 years.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. A long time.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I think that people don't really understand how their subconscious mind works. Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. So the conscious mind is, the mind can essentially be compared to an iceberg. The conscious mind is like the tip of the iceberg. It's about 10% of what we can see. And the conscious mind is very limited. It allows us to use logic. It allows us to analyze. And it's where our short-term memory is. That's essentially all that our conscious mind does. The subconscious mind is like the part of the mind that resides below the surface. It's about 90% of the mind. It is responsible for all of our feelings, all of our thought, all of our subconscious and automatic thought processes, all of our long-term memory. All of that is stored within the subconscious mind. So a lot of the time when people are trying to make change, they make it from the conscious mind. Right? That's where they might say to themselves, I'm going to go to the gym, or I'm going to eat healthier, or I'm going to stop feeling bad. So they're trying to make the change from the subconscious mind, but it doesn't work that way, because the subconscious mind is actually where that patterning is stored. So if you want to make lasting change, it's very important to work with that subconscious part of the mind, or the subconscious level of the mind. The subconscious mind learns through repetition. So everything that we learned when we were children, that we saw over and over again, or that we experienced over and over again, gets programmed in at a very deep level. And a lot of that old early life stuff, if left unchecked, will start to develop into problems in later life.
Wow. You know, yeah, I mean, I always talk about, you know, the old tired voices in our head, and I guess that's really, you know, what I mean. I guess I mean the subconscious mind, because we're not even really in touch with a lot of the things that we, the way that we think and the way that we act are not coming from current situations. I think a lot of people have a misconception about hypnosis because of what they've seen, you know, exploited on the media. I think some people fear it. What is hypnosis and what isn't it?
Okay, so hypnosis is not, first of all, hypnosis is not mind control. because that's what the perception is, right? You see all those Hollywood movies and it's like the perception is that the hypnotist somehow overpowers someone's mind. And that's entirely not true. And stage hypnosis, if you've seen those stage shows, that sort of perpetuates that stereotype as well. But if you really watch how they do a stage hypnosis show, they start off with 30 people, right? And they whittle it down to the three people that are following along, right? There's no such thing as mind control. If there was, it would make my job a lot easier because every single person would get better, right? Which it hasn't happened yet. And I would have my island in the Bahamas, right? There's no such thing as mind control. So that is what hypnosis isn't. What hypnosis is a focused, altered state of consciousness. The brain waves of hypnosis are exactly the same as when someone is in meditation. The difference between meditation and hypnosis is with meditation, you're going in to clear your mind. With hypnosis, you're going in with a specific goal that you want to achieve, or a specific change that you're looking to make. So all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. If you don't want to go into hypnosis, you're not going to, you know, but if you allow yourself to go into hypnosis, then you will. So that's some of the myths that I can think of off the top of my head to dispel those.
Right. So somebody comes in and they tell you what they're working on, and then you introduce some sort of suggestion while they're in the hypnotic state. Is that how it works?
It's more than that. What we really do with modern hypnosis, suggestion is a part of that, what is referred to as direct suggestion. So giving positive suggestions to help someone overcome something is a part of it. But there are more modern day techniques that we use. An example of that would be age regression. So age regression is a tool that allows us to explore the subconscious mind and the memories. So say someone comes in and they say, I get a profound feeling of sadness, or I feel angry all the time. Then we may follow that feeling back through the years and find out where it came from. Because there's always a beginning to everything. And a lot of the time, there are what we refer to as the initial sensitizing event, or the initial time when that feeling imprinted itself within the subconscious mind. So we'll actually trace back and follow that feeling and work to release it at the root cause. Because if you can release something at the root cause, then it will usually go away. So a lot of the more modern work is actually releasing, and then we will give suggestions at the end of the session.
Okay. And if somebody, and there are people that cannot go into a hypnotic state, is that correct?
About 90% of the population can be hypnotized.
Okay.
But 10% cannot. If you have the ability to focus, you can be hypnotized. The way that I like to describe it is if you can get engrossed in a movie or a television program or a book, then you're hypnotizable.
Okay.
Sometimes people have difficulty learning how to focus. You know, they may find that their thoughts jump around a lot. They can still be hypnotized. Usually it just takes a little bit of effort, and it takes some different tools and techniques. But there are people who have severe adult ADHD or ADD, and it's much more difficult to hypnotize someone. So about 90% of the population can be, but there are about 10% that cannot be.
Okay. Have you worked with past life regression as well?
Yes. A large bulk of the work that I do is past life regression. I actually just had a documentary that was released on YouTube that goes into the work that I do around past life regression.
Okay. I was so interested in it. I mean, I've been interested in past life and, you know,
have
all
kinds of... Have
you
ever had past life on yourself before?
Well, this is what I was going to say. You know, I've been interested in metaphysics, and I knew there was something in my life that was drastically affecting this life. So I was regressed probably like 20 years ago. And
okay.
I just didn't go in. I had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I had nothing.
And that happens.
Why does that happen?
Sometimes there are blocks that prevent people from accessing past life. Sometimes the soul, it's not appropriate at that moment in time. Just because you don't experience at one time doesn't mean that you won't experience at another time, though.
Okay.
But in my experience, if there's something in this lifetime that is like a trauma or a distressing memory that needs to be dealt with, sometimes you have to clear this life first before you can start
okay.
going exploring in past lives. So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So when I get people into the clinic who really, really, and a lot of people come in and they're so excited and they want to experience past life, and then they get so disappointed that they can't access it, it's usually because there's work they have to do here. And once they do that work, then they get to explore elsewhere.
Okay. Well, I had a lot of clearing that had to be done, so that makes a lot of sense. I'd probably be able to do it now, which would
Absolutely.
Be very, very fascinating.
Absolutely. And, it just gives you insight, and it allows you to understand the patterns that the soul is working on and how that influences you here in this reality and in this dimension. And a lot of the time when you start to heal those past lives, relationships and circumstances start to heal themselves in the now. It's quite remarkable.
It is remarkable. And if we all had access to this, it would just be so amazing. I mean, everybody could heal. Oh, that's the goal. So, I mean, I'm bringing this show to people so they can understand this, because if they've tried other methods and it's not working, you know, then they may want to explore hypnotherapy as a way to get in touch with those things. I was reading a book recently. It was kind of a self-help book, but more about getting into your subconscious mind and everything. And the author was saying that He was not such a proponent of it, hypnotherapy, because he felt like if you were in a room and somebody said something in another room and you overheard it, that power of suggestion could become part of you. Is that true?
That's not true, because you can accept or reject any suggestion even when you're in hypnosis.
Okay.
If someone is, and I can give you a perfect example of this, you know, someone comes in and they say they want to really stop smoking consciously, right? But when they're in hypnosis, they find that they're rejecting every single thing that I say to them, right? I may say you're smoke-free for life, and in their brain they're going, yeah, right, buddy, you know, the first thing that I'm going to do when I leave here is smoke. then it's not going to become a part of them, right? And the same, and you can hypnotize someone in any environment, and you actually give the suggestion that the only thing that they're going to pay attention to is the sound of my voice.
Okay.
That any other sound from that moment forward is not a part of their experience, right? So they can reject anything other than the sound of my voice. But also
okay.
they can consciously reject things as well, right? If they hear something, then they can say, yeah, that's not for me, right? So,
right.
So it's you're open, but they still have willpower. They still have choice when they're in that state.
Right. And in hypnosis, we don't feel like we're asleep or unconscious. We feel very much awake. Right?
Actually, it's almost like you're hyper alert of everything.
Okay.
When we take our training, we actually learn that, you know, not to eat, you know, food that is overpowering, or wear perfume or cologne, because when people are in hypnosis, they actually can smell more, or they can hear more acutely. So it's not that people become unaware, it's actually that they become hyper aware. And when you're in hypnosis, you become aware of all of those things that often go overlooked, the thoughts, the feelings, the perceptions, the sensations that reside below the surface that we don't look at, right? Because let's face it, in modern reality, most people are distracted all the time, right? We have cell phones,
right.
We have, you know, iPhones and computers and magazines, and there's all this external stimuli. And what hypnosis is about turning off all of that external stimuli and really going inwards. And so when you go inwards, you become more aware of what's happening and what resides below the surface.
Right. In connecting with your inner self in that self-hypnosis program, you use something called binary beats.
Am I saying
the word right?
Yeah, okay. Binaural beats, yes.
Okay, what is that?
So binaural beats are specific audio frequencies that help the brain to move into a meditative state or state of hypnosis a lot easier. So the left brain, or the left ear and the right ear, each get a slightly different tone. And a third tone is actually created within the brain that actually is the combination of these two tones. And that tone is tuned to one of the four brainwave states. So there's alpha, which is a light level of trance, theta, which is a deeper level of trance, delta, which is sleep, and beta, which is waking consciousness. So the binaural beats are actually tuned to one of the brainwave states. And there's something that happens, it's called frequency follow response, which means that the brain actually follows that frequency, and so it starts to slow down. So it's just a tool. It's almost like training wheels for the mind to help it to move into a meditative state easier.
Hmm. Very interesting. Mm-hmm. Did I hear? Was I hearing some of that, like sounds, or was it? Is there something that I'm actually hearing during this?
Yes, you know,
this,
you are, but
yes,
it's
okay.
Very subtle, and I blend it with the music. So it's blended in behind the music. So it's something that if you listen for it and you know what you're listening for, you can hear it, but you won't really notice it because it's so subtle, and it blends behind the music. So, but it's there, and it's supporting the process.
Right. Now, and for my listeners, just to explain a little bit, Donald recommends when you do this series of hypnosis that you wear headphones because you want to be able to receive it in both ears the way
That's
that it's
correct.
Intended. Right.
That's
well,
correct.
When you do it in person, I guess you can't use this tool.
You can. I have a pair of headphones that I use and I talk into a microphone. And I have it all hooked up. So sometimes I do use binaural beats in the clinic with clients, but I have to have a microphone set up and I have to have earphones in their ears so that they can hear me as well as the binaural beats.
Okay. And why would you choose to use that with some people and not use it with others?
Some people find it easier to go into hypnosis. So if someone's having difficulty going into hypnosis, then I may use binaural beats because they can help to assist in someone who has a hard time letting go. It can be very beneficial for those people. So I may use it in some cases. I don't use it all the time because most of the time people go in quite easily and readily. But if someone is experiencing a challenge with entering into a hypnotic state, then I may use binaural beats with them.
Okay. How did you get your voice to a place of such perfection?
Oh my gosh!
When you do
thank
this,
you.
It's so non-distracting. I mean, it's so smooth and non-distracting. How did you do that?
Practice. Practice makes perfect. I have a theater background as well, and I used to. I was a singer in my earlier years as well, so I had a lot of vocal training. So I was able to use a lot of the vocal training that I received to sort of help with my hypnosis voice, because it is a very different voice that we use, right, when using hypnosis. But it's definitely practice and learning the rhythm of how to speak, right, because there's a certain rhythm where you want to, the hypnotic rhythm of getting someone to go into hypnosis. Practice, and listening to myself and getting used to my own voice, because there's that whole thing when you start to listen to your own voice where it's like, wow, is that what I sound like? So really getting comfortable with the sound of my voice and then learning how to use it as an instrument, right, with practicing with it.
Right. And I mean, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Something I really do before I record a program is I really connect with the heart, right? And I really work to speak from the heart because the heart is the seat of the soul. And I think that when you come from that place and you speak from the heart, people feel that. They can feel mm-hmm. the authenticity of it, right? So I really do work to connect with. And so it's not only the technique, but it's also infusing the words with compassion and love and understanding.
Right, and it certainly does come across that way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for putting out all that out there for people to use. I mean, that's such a gift give others.
Thank you, and that was really part of, I have my clients in Toronto that I see, and I do work with clients online as well, but there's people all over the world, and it's like, how can I be of service where I'm not, right? How mm-hmm. can I be where I'm not? And with YouTube these days, you can put things up there and it can benefit such a large number of individuals, right? So
right.
So I'm really grateful for YouTube and the tools that they provide for the creators.
And you have quite a few listeners. Tens of thousands of people have listened to your videos.
Yeah,
so,
quite a few.
you've got a lot of listeners, so good mm-hmm. for you, and thank you. How can you help people create the life that they desire, or get them unstuck, like you did for me?
Absolutely. So when I'm working with clients, the first thing is understanding their history, understanding where they've been, and their story. Because everyone's story is very important. The story really molds people and is the result of where they are today in their life. So when I'm working with someone, I really get an in-depth history so that we understand what they're working with, what the cards that they've been dealt are. And then we can work to understand the blocks that are holding them back. And the first part of the work is really working to clear the subconscious mind and let go of any of those blockages, let go of those feelings, because once you do the release work from the past, then it's almost like pressing the reset button. Then you have you're released from all the past. You can then focus on the present, right? And you can
right,
look
you
at
create
the present
like a blank slate, right?
That's right, exactly.
Right.
And then from on that blank slate or that blank canvas, then we can start to reprogram the mind. So we start looking at then the present and developing new responses to the world around them. And then we look to the future and start to create the future, right? And this whole process includes like developing new thinking, right? Because Einstein even said, you cannot create or you can't solve a problem from the same place of consciousness that created it, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have
right.
to create new thoughts if you want to be able to move forward. So we really look at developing new thinking and developing new strategies that are going to help someone to move forward. And then using hypnosis, we reprogram the mind to help them move forward. So it's like you clear it, you clear the past, you have this blank slate, and then you start to reprogram and rewire the brain, and then people can move forward.
How many sessions does it take the average person, or does it vary tremendously?
It varies tremendously. Five seems to be a great number. Usually at five, people notice that they've made pretty profound changes. Some people choose to continue. I work with some executives and high-level people. They've been clients for 10 years just because of their the nature of their business and the stress levels that they have. But in average cases, 5 to 10 usually is a good number.
Okay. And what's the difference between self-hypnosis, like I did on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
actually sitting there with a hypnotherapist?
Mm-hmm. So there's actually three different methods, right? So there's one-on-one, so working on with someone one-on-one. then you would have self-hypnosis that is administered by oneself, or self-hypnosis that is done listening to a recording. So the recordings tend to be very general in scope, right? They're for thousands of individuals. So it's not very coherent to your specific problem. It's more, there's a lot of blanket statements in them. Whereas when you're receiving one-on-one hypnosis, it's very geared to you as an individual. And the suggestions that are given or the work that is done is very specific. It's very coherent, like a laser. You can also learn how to put yourself into hypnosis and how to give yourself suggestions, which would be similar to the coherency of a one-on-one session.
Okay.
That's the difference
between
them all.
Do you teach your clients how to do that on their own, to sort of help the process along?
I do. I teach them self-hypnosis. I also have a self-hypnosis course as well that is a downloadable course. So when I'm working with a lot of the clients, I'll pull the tools from that and give them those tools. And there's things like writing your own script, right? Learning how to write your own self-hypnosis script that you can then give to yourself when you're in hypnosis. And that can be very powerful for clients to learn. Because you're changing your story when you do that, right? And you're changing the tapes in your head.
Right. You know, as I was doing the self-hypnosis, I was wondering, I know meditation is very, very beneficial, and I'm wondering, can hypnosis replace the benefits of meditation, or do you need to do both?
It can. Well, because self-hypnosis is a form of meditation, you get the same benefits that you would from meditation. The difference is you're also getting other benefits as well. So you're getting increased motivation, increased willpower, increased discipline, moving towards your goals. Mm-hmm. Whereas with meditation, most of the time you're just getting the relaxation, or you're just getting the clearing of the mind and with that, more focus. With hypnosis, you're getting all of the other benefits as well, which is moving towards your goals or self-healing.
Right. I mean, it feels very, very much the same. You know, the after effect feels very much the same.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess every hypnotherapist has different fees and everything. What can someone expect to invest if they were entering treatment?
Absolutely.
You know.
Yeah. Average in the industry is anywhere from $125 per session up to $250 per session, depending on the person's level of expertise and also where they're located. A lot of the time, a lot of hypnotherapists will offer packages for people. So they'll say, here's a package of five sessions, and it'll be at a discounted rate. So I always suggest, working with someone that, number one, that you feel safe and comfortable with, because that's the most important thing, and always choosing someone that you feel comfortable with their fee as well. In some smaller towns, you'll find that there's people who practice for, $80 an hour, but that's more to do with, rent and overhead and all of that stuff. So, if you live in a larger city center, then it's about $150 per session.
Okay. And you're in Toronto, right?
That's correct. Yes. Toronto, Ontario, okay. Canada. Yeah. finally,
great city.
We're getting nice weather. Have you been?
I love Toronto. I visited it. Yeah. I love the underground shopping and that whole city that you've got going on down there. It's
That's
amazing.
Right. We have the largest underground network of tunnels in the world for shopping. Interestingly enough.
Yeah, and it's a very modern city, but at the same time you have castles, which
That's
is
right,
really, really cool. There's so many different flavors to Toronto.
There is. It's a very interesting city. It's great here. Yeah.
And the food was amazing.
The food is really great. Yeah, we have such a multicultural city here that we have so many different types of foods to try. It's quite amazing.
Yeah, I have great, very fond memories. So, Donald, what else would you like to share with us? About your do you have a website or what? Just anything you would like to share.
Absolutely. So I have my website is www.donaldcurry.com. There's a list of all the services that I provide as well as all of the trainings. Recently, I've just released it's called the Ultimate Self Hypnosis Course, and it's available on my website. It's a brand new program that teaches you to use self hypnosis. And it's a 23-week program. What makes it very unique is that there's one-on-one consultations that are done over Skype with myself. So as you're learning the self-hypnosis techniques, you're also communicating with me through the process. So I help you on your journey of self-discovery and change. I have my podcast, which is available on iTunes. It's called the Hypnosis and NLP Podcast. There's a variety of exercises and tools on there that can help you on your life's journey. And I have my YouTube channel as well, which is Hypnosis Toronto. And there are about 100 videos now, I think, that I've uploaded that are available on YouTube. And one of the more recent ones that is very popular is called Healing Your Inner Child. And I would really recommend checking that one out because it seems to be really popular at the moment. And as far as there's also some next month, I'm releasing a new series called Past Life Regression, The Power of Your Past, where it's actually going to follow people on their journey of past life regression and going through the process and the healing that happens as a result of it. Last year, I released a test episode, and it did so well that that I've decided to do 3 more episodes. So that launches actually next month. And the first episode was actually picked up for television, and it aired a few months ago, actually. It's kind of interesting.
Interesting. Wow.
Yeah, so
you're achieving great success, but it's not success that is selfish. It's success that is for the benefit of others. And it's meant to be. You're a healer of sorts, and you're out there for a reason. Very, very wonderful.
Thank you.
A quick question about past life regression. Is figuring out or finding out traumatic events enough in itself to heal, or do you then have to heal from that awareness?
Yes. Not experiencing the traumatic memory or revivification of it is not enough to heal it.
Okay.
There's a whole healing process that we use around that, which is around forgiveness and compassion for either the people who did those things to you or for yourself. Because let's face it, we've all been, the up and the down of it, the left and the right of it, the good and the bad of it, right? So sometimes we're the ones that did the wrong. So sometimes it's necessary for self-forgiveness and self-compassion for that past life self. And sometimes we have to do it for the person that hurt us. So just remembering it is not enough. You have to do that whole release of those past lifetime, of the past people in that lifetime. This is where, a lot of the time people receive the guidance from a psychic or someone that this is what they were or this is what happened. And that's all fine and dandy, but there's usually no healing that happens as a result of that. They just get the information. So what I usually say is, is if someone has received that information, it's always good to maybe do a past life regression so that they can then heal that lifetime, right, appropriately.
Right. Right. That makes sense. I recently learned something through my Akashic Records. I learned about something. But I'm sort of in the middle of, I'm kind of left with it right now, so
yeah.
So I might have to consult you on that past
Absolutely.
Life thing, so we can
Absolutely.
Get that healed, because I know it's impacted this life tremendously. I want to thank you so much for sharing your knowledge and coming here and generously helping so many people. And you're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you for having me, Randy. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, it's been a pleasure for me, too. So I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope that we connect again. And you may hear from me about past life regression.
Anytime,
so,
Randy.
Okay, sounds great. So everybody has your website. It's donaldcurry.com, DonaldCurrie.com. And please check it out and check out his videos. Okay, Donald, I hate to say goodbye, but I have to. So I hope you
Understood.
Have a wonderful day.
You as well, Randy. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So we are out of time for today. But if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. And remember, Randy is R-A-N-D-I. It's not a Y, it's an I. R-A-N-D-I-G-F-I-N-E.com. Stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my shows, so please leave comments for me there as well. If you enjoy listening to my shows, it would be great if you become a show follower. At the top of every show page is an opportunity for you to become a follower. And then more followers will get me more recognition, and I can produce more shows for you. But also, it will get you, you'll find out about everything that's coming up, all the new programming, which is always fantastic. Today's show was fantastic, and I will have more for you, I promise. If you visit my website, randygfine.com, you will find even more inspiration. I write articles all the time in there, and I also share articles from other people that I feel would benefit you. So there is a lot of information there on that website, pages and pages and pages. Really, you can find out whatever you want to find out. I think you'll find it in my blog. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. So thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine signing off. Until next time, may joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, Randy G. Fine, RandyGFine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be.